Hi everybody. Hey, there we go. All right. It is fixed. Okay, here's the deal. You know, I'm going to run you guys through this really quick. So, first of all, I plug in the mic and I go into the computer cuz I'm about to record, right? I'm about to like plug it in. Everything's going okay. And then I plug in my headphones into this back part so I can hear myself so I know my audio is good, cuz when I talk like, no, that's too quiet, or like this, no, that's way too loud. That is way too quiet. I just goofed it up. Okay, we'll keep it like right here. There we go. Okay, so I go to plug it in and that works, but then the audio from my headphones isn't going through, and I thought my headphones broke, which is bad. But it turns out the thing at the bottom, I'm not gonna plug it out to prove a point, but it was not plugged in fully. So then I had to put that part in, and then as I put that in, the boom mic that I have, see, I can move forward and I can move over here in this way. This boom mic I have, it's clipped onto my desk, and right as I'm about to unmute, right as I'm about to start, this thing falls off. And I'm like, okay, this has to be a joke, right? There's zero chance that that's what happened, but it happened. It's tight. My audio is good, and it's time to start this live stream, everybody. So hi. That was a roller coaster, but we're here. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've been following my show on BTOX Podcast for the past, like, month, 3 months, and listened to any episodes, you know that the date of Season 4 is set to be May 22nd, 2021. So we're getting really excited for that date. And that date is today, everybody. It is May 22nd, 2021, so I'm going to be taking this entire stream to be unveiling all of my ideas that I think are going to be cool for Season 4. You might not think they're cool, but to me, they are very cool for me, and they're exciting. So I'm going to go through all the stuff that's coming to Season 4 of BTOX. And then, yeah, we're going to play some games. I have two brain breaks. We're going to play Would You Rather, and then Probs. If you don't know Probs, I'll explain it. Okay, really quick, before we get into, the new series coming to BTOX for Season 4, the first kind of little bit of news is that the sixth live stream, okay, which was going to be May 28th at, like, noon, that is going to be postponed to a predetermined date, okay? So I'm on a trip from May 28th to like June 2nd, and then from like June 3rd to June 7th. So we don't really know. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show. We don't really know when that next live stream is going to be. So just kind of keep that in mind. Yes, I'm going to be doing summer live stream, and yes, the June live stream dates will be announced, soon in a BTOX Season 4 episode. But for now, all I'm saying is I'm not going live on May 28th, okay? That's determined, okay? So everybody, we're gonna have a good time today. Ditto. We're gonna have a good time today. We're gonna go through all of Season 4, okay? So, the big thing, for me is we're going to start off with talking about the two kind of new series coming to BTOX. Then we're going to do a brain break, we're going to do Would You Rather, then we're going to get into the biggest thing that is coming to Season 4, okay, ladies and gentlemen. And then if you can interact with chat, that's good, because I'm going to be typing a lot of links into chat. So yeah, so be ready if you're kind of, I think if you're like a Chromebook, that won't work, but if you're in the thing here, I'll test chat, question mark, anybody there? Okay, all right, so here we go, guys. Let's just dive into it, okay? Let's get into the first parts of Season 4. So, the very first thing is what we're going to talk about is the new series coming to BTOX Podcast. So, if you haven't seen this show recently on Apple or Anchor, I guess, or whatever, whatever site you listen to BTOX on, I got a brand new cover. I have this cover that I have been workshopping. It took like 4 tries to get it correct. And I really like how it turned out. So that's going to be our cover for Season 4. We're going with more of an orange look, okay? Because we started with, like, brown and yellow. That was the OG one. That was the original one. Then we went to, the black and yellow one, which has been the cover for, like, 3 months. And now we are finally in, this brand new cover, which I am actually in love with. I think it's so cool. If okay, I've gone through so many ups and downs of creating these covers, for creating all these new covers for season 4. And I'm like, if you look at them at the first, you're like, that's cool. But when you look at it for a while and try to like tweak it, it looks so bad. Like once you like really look at it, look at like the logos and really kind of like dial in on it, you're like, okay, this is horrible. That's why it took me so long to get like this one for Btox and the series and a new thing that's going to be announced later. But yeah, so yeah, it's kind of it was a long process, but we got it done, and I really like how it turned out. So yeah, all right, without further ado, guys, let's get into the new series coming to Btox Podcasts. What? Yeah. Okay. Before, though, I keep stalling. I did say that there are two, like, brand new series, and one is completely brand smacking new, but the other one you've kind of seen before, but I decided to call it a new series because it's pretty different from its original self, okay? All right. So the first series that is going to be returning for season 4 on May 22nd, hold on, that's today, is going to be Storytime, okay? So do you guys remember Storytime from way back in season 1? So that series actually kind of has an interesting story. So I started Btox in February of 2020, and that was when the world was not shut down. The coronavirus was, I think it was still like in Europe and stuff, but had not reached the United States. And I got like a solid all of February and April April's afterwards. Sorry. All of solid February. And then like the fourth week in March, everything like shut down. No, it was second week in March. Everything shut down. And one of my series, which is Denver Double Double, the Denver Nuggets were in their season. They like stopped. So I had a series, yeah, called the Denver Double Double. So I had to stop that. And then I came up with two series, which was Prankcademy, which is still an active series, which is going strong. And Storytime. So who would have thought that way back in March, over a year ago, that these two like placeholder series for a bigger one are now going to come back in season 4 of the show. I think that's crazy. Like I had not planned that out to any sorts at that point when that was happening. So it's kind of cool to see, like, yeah. So Prankcademy. Okay, but sorry. Back to Storytime, the new series. So this one is a little different, okay? So okay, let's go back to it again. If you listen to Btox in like March of 2020, you know I took some breaks. And I did it. A lot of my excuses were that I had another company called Campfire Comics with my friends where we would do like comics and stuff. And over that summer, it was summer of 2020, I actually wrote my own book. And I like, of course, I went on and off. I didn't stay super like determined to it, but I finished it like a couple months ago. And I've been wanting to release it somehow. And I decided for Storytime and for season 4, I'm going to be doing like an audio series of the book I wrote before, okay? So it is called, okay, here's the deal. I made this title a long time ago, and I'm going to roll with it. It's called Death Island Discovery Beyond Time. And it's about this kind of like dystopian place, this dystopian like setting called Scottsburg, where they have like a bunch of strict laws and things like that, and they have a bunch of like problems like poverty and discrimination. And the book doesn't really go into that part of kind of like the story, but anyways, they go to an island, right? They go to an island to try to solve like poverty or something, see if they can inhabit it. And it turns out that 65 million years ago, that a couple species of dinosaurs bear with me, just give me a sec to explain it, few species of dinosaurs escaped the extinction period, for nobody really knows that, but and that these dinosaurs are living on this island, okay? It's talking that over, that doesn't sound super like cool, but whatever. I'm gonna release it, okay? I'm gonna be like doing it in like every one or two chapters, and I feel like the ending turned out a lot better than the beginning, so Might have to wait a little bit, but if I'm correct, I think there's 10 chapters to the book. And yeah, so think, but there's like 5 chapters in each part, and if I do 2 chapters an episode, then I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll figure out. But yeah, guys, so that's the first kind of big thing coming to season 4 is the reboot of Storytime. And I'm going to start that off by reading about ish two chapters an episode ish. Again, that might change. Of the story I wrote. And no, I didn't write it when I was like 8, so it's slightly better than if I were to write it at 8. So yeah, I don't really have a date for when Storytime episode 1 will come out, but hopefully it'll be pretty good. I'm really excited about that because I really liked how it turned out, and I think this is a pretty cool way how to release it. So yeah, that's number 1. All right. So now that was kind of out of everything, I would say that's the least exciting for season 4, okay? So we're going to keep going. And we're going to move on to the next series, okay? So this one is actually brand new, okay? So, yeah, all right, we'll just kick it off with the title. This is a series that I might possibly bring to the show called Your Voice, okay? So when I was kind of reflecting and I took like a huge break during, at the beginning of season 3, it took like 5 months. And I came back in like late January, and obviously the show has been going on since then. But ever since that first day or the last day in January, when I kind of like rebooted the show, I really wanted to bring like interactive like ways how to bring everything kind of like level up the interactivity in my episodes. Cause I think I haven't heard a bunch of like response to this, but to me that makes things so much more interesting. So like I can like, it's like, would you rather, you know, like you can make answers or you can come up with questions to that. So you know that like, that's interactive. So I want to bring this by far the most interactive series to the show yet called Your Voice, okay? So Your Voice is going to be hopefully at least a weekly series, or maybe like every other week or something, where I'll have a form in the episode descriptions and you fill it out, and then every week we talk about like these results to the form. So you guys, and you don't have to put your name if you don't want to, but if you wanted to like take that, if you wanted to like fill out this form, there'll be some like questions. It'll be like from questions of today, or like if there's just like some random questions. But yeah, so you can fill out this form, and then that will then show me that you guys do want like an interactive series. Okay, so I'm putting the form in chat, everybody. So here's the deal. People that are listening afterwards to the recorded version, this form will be in the link in the description below. Okay, so just keep that in mind. So I can't do this show if people don't fill out the form. Okay, you guys kind of get that. If I don't get any responses, I don't get any content. So that's why this series would be so like reliant on you guys listening to fill out this and give me some information about like your opinion and stuff like that. So I put this form, okay, it's called Your Voice. The cover is, oh, it's so good. But so I'm going to say I need about 3 to 5 submissions of this form before like June 1st or something. I'll pick a date, but right now let's call it like June 7th or something, okay? So if anybody's listening, if you want to fill this form out, that can show me that you guys want this series to come to the show, okay? Because I really do. I feel like that'd be super cool if I could have like everybody's listening, like all my listeners' opinions like impacting the show and impacting the series, and I feel like it'll be really cool, okay? So yeah, so this form needs at least 3 to 5 submissions before June 1st if the series Your Voice comes to the show. Questions below will be similar to what questions will be like if the series is up and running. That's what it says on the Google form, okay? So yeah, guys, you fill that out and you can show me if you want that to come. And if there's not, like, if I get 2 submissions, and I think I'll fill it out, so I'll kind of do a plus 1 here. But if I get like 2 submissions, it probably won't happen, because I can't say I have like a biweekly or a weekly series and then have nothing to to tell you guys. You kind of hear what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, if you want that series, be sure to fill out the form. Again, you don't have to put your name if you don't want to, but I'm just asking for your first name and last initial just for, like, just so, like, we can follow back to these people when they have these answers, okay? Again, feel free. If you guys don't like this idea, I totally get it. I just kind of want to bring some kind of, interactive level to the show, okay? So, yeah. All right. So, those are the two series, okay? We're doing story time, where I'm going to read my book that I wrote, and then I'm also doing, hopefully, if it gets enough submissions, including me, the series Your Voice Will Come to BTOX for season 4, okay? So I really hope this happens. I hope I get some submissions, at least one more. Hopefully at least one more, but I don't know. We'll see. All right, everybody, so that was a lot, okay? That was some interesting stuff. So we're going to play a little game. We're going to do a quick little Would You Rather before we get into what I am most looking forward to for season 4, okay? There's one more very, very big announcement that has actually been in the works for like 4 months now. All right, we'll get into that after Would You Rather. All right, here we go. Chat, I don't think anybody can type in chat, so you can just kind of think to yourself, but here we go. Let's start with this one. Would you rather have webbed feet or webbed hands? Ooh, I feel like I do webbed feet, because then you can kind of cover it up. It'll just be, and swimming, you get more track. I do feet. Sounds easy for me. Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, would you rather have a body that is shaped like a candy cane or shaped like a lollipop? Huh. I can't, oh god, both of those would be really bad. Is the lollipop like the shape of your head? Oh, cool. Hey, we do have somebody in chat. I do want to hear your book. That'd be cool. Okay, cool. There's somebody that likes it. That's awesome. All right. That's pretty cool. Thank you very much, Jan Jamaica Art. That's pretty cool. All right, cool. I would definitely, I feel like I do candy cane because if my head was shaped like a lollipop, I don't know what I'd do with myself. All right, next one. Would you rather have to sleep hanging upside down or sleep in a bed full of, or in a bed of garbage, Huh, wait, hold on, let me read that one again. Would you rather have to sleep hanging upside down or sleep in a bed of garbage, Upside down, either you're gonna wake up, like, passed out, and there's gonna be too much blood to your head. That's not happening. I feel like garbage, you'd smell pretty bad, but I feel like that's less, at least you can get sleep. Upside down, you're like, that's, oh god, that'd be horrible. You'd wake up with the worst headache. Oh god, that'd be the worst. Oh goodness. Oof, yikes. Okay. Let's keep going. Okay, would you rather have to use a little box to go to the bathroom or be walked like a dog? Huh? Hold on. Would you rather use a little box to go to the bathroom or be walked like a dog? I guess I do a dog. A little box to the bathroom. I'm confused. Let's move on, everybody. Let's keep going. Would you rather have very smelly feet or hair that smells like lasagna? Hair that smells like lasagna. How many girls would you get with smelling like lasagna? You'd be hungry all the time though, because you'd want like lasagna all the time. No, no. All right, we'll do the last one. Would you rather have 4 arms or 4 legs? Are those kind of the same thing? Kind of. I don't know. 4 arms or I feel like I'd do 4 arms. But that'd be hard to wear. I don't know. And that's what we're going to go with right now. All right. So, yeah, that was Would You Rather. All right. So, I've been waiting for this moment to explain to you guys this idea for very, very long time. I'd say since, like, late January. No, I've had this idea for so much longer. But I wanted a right time to actually use this idea. And I thought season 4 is the absolute perfect time, okay? So, here's the deal, everybody. I always, even with like YouTube and like writing books and all those things, I didn't really want to stick to one thing. And that even has to go with the roots to Betox. Like, I didn't want to stick to one topic, right? I wanted to do different series. And I wanted to like say, like, hey, if you like Marvel and sports, this show is all for you, because you can listen to Marvel episodes and sports episodes, you know? So I've never wanted to just stick with in one lane. Okay, so hold on. I need to stop. And we're back. All right, that was for the edit recording. Okay, so what I was saying is, yeah, I don't like staying in one like path, right? I like to like branch out and try all these different things, and I have a bunch of different like YouTube channels all about different stuff and all these series on the show. So with that in mind, I had the idea to launch, and season four is a perfect time to launch the official Betox franchise. Okay, so the Betox franchise is, of course, started on May 22nd, 2021, and the Betox franchise is going to introduce the second and third installment to the Betox community. Okay, so for over a year, right, for like 14 months, it has been Betox podcasts, right? And I had obviously different series, but all of them were under this one show. Okay, we're starting today, and the first episode is out, guys. I started my brand new podcast, called the Betox After Show. Okay, guys, it is everything that you like about Betox and more. Okay, it is more laid back episodes. They're gonna be shorter episodes, but it's, oh God, I am so excited. Hold on, let me put it in the link. So, all right, hold on, everybody. Again, if you are listening to the recorded, if to the recorded after version of this will definitely be in the link in the description below. But yeah, so this is the Betox After Show, okay? All right, let me flip to the page and tell you everything that is different from Betox to the Betox After Show, okay? And by the way, guys, the Betox After Show is not a series, okay? It is a completely different podcast, okay? Now I host my own two, okay? I host Betox and the Betox After Show, okay? Well, and Done Rhythm Podcast, but that's different. So yeah, so guys, the Betox After Show are like bonus segments to normal Betox episodes. So if you like loved a that was like, man, that was a great Betox episode, then there might be like a bonus segment or like behind the scenes of that episode on the Betox After Show, on the Betox After Show. So you can listen to it like and more. Okay, so this is everything special to the Betox After Show that makes it different from Betox podcast. Okay, number one, you have bonus segments to Betox episodes, which I think is really cool. Number two, there's extra commentary and deleted recordings that didn't make it into the main episode, of course. And I have had to do that one time before, and hopefully there are more options. But yeah, so deleted recordings that you didn't hear in the main episode that you will get to hear in the Betox After Show. Next is behind the scenes. Okay, I actually did a live stream about behind the scenes, how I like edit these episodes and put in all these transitions and music behind it. So there will be a bunch of that in the Betox After Show, with behind the scenes and like breakdowns of episodes. If there's some things that didn't quite come across when I was recording, that I can really just kind of break down in a Betox After Show episode. Okay, and next, I kind of said this just to make it sound cool. It is there's you have VIP access to future and unreleased content. Yay. Yeah, no, but okay. So you actually do get access to like future content, because if I have an idea that I want to bring to Betox podcast, but I don't really know what to do, then I can just test it out on the Betox After Show. And if I like it, then I can definitely bring it to Betox podcast. Okay, so yeah, everybody, that's kind of the main thing that I was so excited for, was the start of the Betox After Show, ladies and gentlemen. My second podcast that is solely hosted just by me. Okay, by the way, it's all free. It's just another link. It's just another podcast you can add to your library. It's pretty much that. Okay, so there's already one episode posted on the Betox After Show, which is welcome to the show. It's like 5 minutes long, and it just goes into a deeper dive of everything I just said. But the first episode of the Beat Talks After Show is going to be actually kind of based on this like unedited recording of the live stream, which is I'm going to be talking about all of my ideas that didn't make it into season 4. Because there are actually surprisingly a lot. I still have to work on that script, so it's not going to come out today. But yeah, so after this, if you're like, man, those are great ideas, those are amazing ideas, then you can hear all of the ideas that weren't so amazing. So yeah, that's ideas that didn't make it into season 4. That's going to be the first episode of the Beat Talks After Show. And I'm super excited. I'm going to be working on getting the Beat Talks After Show onto Apple Podcasts as soon as possible. I think I need to have like 3 episodes or something. So hopefully by like June or July, we'll have the Beat Talks After Show on Apple Podcasts. You can add one more to your library. So yeah, once again, if you like everything about Beat Talks, like the laughter, the jokes, anything, the content, then you'll absolutely love the Beat Talks After Show, okay? So, you know, I'm going to link it once again in the live stream chat just because I can. You can do the Beat Talks After Show. Okay. That's pretty fun. That's honestly a big boom. Brand new podcast is the Beat Talks After Show. All right. So, remember how before I said that there was a second and third installment to the Beat Talks franchise? Well, there's one more, okay? So we have Beat Talks Podcast, right? We have the newly formed Beat Talks After Show. And ladies and gentlemen, there's one more thing. Let me put the... Hold on. Oh, goodness sake. What did I do? Hold on, everybody. I goofed up. Give me a sec. Hold on. We're stalling. There's one more very fun thing. Put in chat, see if you can recognize it. If you guys aren't tuning in live, that's a YouTube link. So with the second installment of the Beat Talks franchise, the Beat Talks After Show, I'm starting my own official Don't Forget to Be Awesome YouTube channel, everybody. So yeah, if there's anything about Beat Talks that you like, it is going to be there in pretty much in video form, okay? So I'm thinking in the summer, I keep getting overblocked on here too. Sean the dude too. Hello, Sean the dude. How's it going? But yeah, so we're doing the Beat Talks After Show, and then we're gonna rock with the Don't Forget to Be Awesome. There's not currently a video up there, but if you would like to subscribe to it before we even have a video, that'd be pretty cool. So yeah, so be sure to subscribe to that YouTube channel, and then we're gonna have some fun. I'm gonna definitely be doing like face reveals and like equipment I use. That's my mic. This you'll have to see what that is, my boom arm. You can kind of go on and look at what like how the anchor thing works and everything like that. So if you like Beat Talks, then you're really gonna like the Don't Forget to Be Awesome YouTube channel, and I'm gonna be doing some fun things on that. So yeah, everybody, that's a lot of the new stuff that I did, okay? So once again, let's redo a quick rerun. Hold on. Okay, so we launched 1 to 2 brand new series. Number one is the reboot of Storytime, where I'm going to be doing an audio series of my book I kind of recently finished writing. Next, we have a series that is possibly going to come to the channel. This is going to be we'll do second link in the description of this episode, okay? Second link is the Your Voice Google Form, okay? I need 3 to 5 submissions of the Google Form before like June 7th or something, and then Your Voice will be a fun summer series that I get to do, where you guys get to like interact with all of like your voice gets to be heard on the show, which I think is really cool. So yeah, so there's Your Voice. We play a little Would You Rather. Then today, and right now is what you're hearing, was the official launch of the Betox franchise with the second and third installment of Betox, which was, number one, the Betox After Show, a second podcast hosted by me, where it's everything you like about Betox and more. And then, of course, the official Don't Forget to Be Awesome YouTube channel, the YouTube channel of Betox, where I'm going to be putting out, like, face reveal and equipment use and all that fun stuff that you like about Betox in video form. Whew. Holy cow, everybody. That was a lot, wasn't it? All right. Give me one sec. I forgot about one thing. Yeah, it's going to be weird for a sec. I need to grab a dice really quick, okay? Hold on. What? Turning it all the way up. Okay, hold on. Hold on, everybody. Hold on. I'm getting it. Give me a sec. Give me a sec. You're rushing me. I feel it. I'm on the other side of my room. That's why it's different. Okay, hold on. Grabbing a dice. Okay. That's very loud. That is very loud. I'll whisper. Okay. You're back to normal. That's still even loud. There we go. All right, everybody. Season 4. No, that's way. Here, wait. There. Does that work? Does that sound good, everybody? Is that super loud? Okay, we're still kind of working it out here. All right, before we leave today, I hear the scratches. There we go. Before we leave today, we are going to do this. We're gonna play some probs. Okay, so if you guys don't know how this game works, I roll a dice, and you guys have to, like, guess a number if it's higher or lower. Okay, for example, if I roll, like, a 4, then if you guess higher, it's a 5 or 6. If you guess lower, it's a 1, 2, 3, okay? Your goal is to last 5 rounds. First roll is a 3. Starting off hot. I am doing over, which is 4, 5, or 6. And now we'll see what you guess. 5. I guessed over. I got it right. All right. I am still alive. Let's keep going. A 6, can't do that one. A 1, can't do that one. A 5, here we go, I'm going lower. Yes, it was. All right, I'm live with round 2. A 4, okay, that's good. Let's keep going. Oh, wait, oh, I forgot to say it, sorry. A 4, I'm going under. A 3, ooh, there we go. There we go, that works, everybody. All right, what was that, 3 rounds? We got 2 more. 1, hold on. 3. You know what? I'm feeling risky. I'm going under. Shoot. It was 5. Gosh dang it. Oh well. Final round, 2. I'm going over. There we go. That was a 4. Alright, everybody. Really quick before we leave. The website isn't completely updated. I'll still need a little bit of time, but I did update the colors of the new show. Stuff like that. So if you want to listen, or if you want to check out that Betox website, just put it in chat, and all of this will be in the link in the description of this episode. So yeah, everybody, thank you so much for everybody that's kind of like listened even since season 1. It's crazy to think that we're all the way at season 4 now, which I really like. So. Yeah, thank you very much, everybody that listened. I hope you like the season 4 ideas. Maybe you don't think they're very cool. I really like them. And I really hope I get enough Your Voice Google Forms, and people check out the Betox After Show and subscribe to Don't Forget to Be Awesome and things like that. So yeah, everybody. Thank you very much for tuning into the stream. I had a bunch of fun. This one's a little bit shorter, but I think it'll be okay. All right, everybody. Thank you very much. I love you guys, and I'll see you in a... Season 4, don't forget to be awesome. Peace.